Last year, Hurricane Katrina killed more than 1,800 people and left hundreds of thousands without jobs or homes. NPR News today begins a series, Katrina, Where Did the Money Go? Over the next 3 days, we're going to be asking that question. And we begin this morning with stories about the personal financial toll.
Day-to-Day has followed the story of one family, the Smiths from New Orleans. The Smiths now live in Texas. But they find that putting their lives back together means returning to their hometown again and again. Joshua Leves reports.
Selwyn Smith is sitting in a rented SUV in the stifling heat outside a small, run-down housing project in New Orleans. There's a hidden Section 8 office here.
Sometimes you can get in and get right out, and sometimes you may have to sit there for a couple of hours.
People on government assistance come here to get lists of available homes to rent, and people looking to rent their homes out can sign up for an inspection. Chiquita, Selwyn's wife, is waiting inside to book one. They can't call or sign up online. They have to drive here and wait. After about an hour, Chiquita comes back.
So we good? We got another appointment? They gonna call it a day?
You're probably calling me.
The Smiths made the 10-hour drive yesterday from their home in McKinney, Texas, just outside Dallas. It's Selwyn's seventh trip back to New Orleans.
Just imagine if somebody just took everything you had and told you to start all over. You'll probably be a year ahead of where, from where we at, because, you know, we haven't even gotten to the point where we could even start over yet. We still dealing with the stuff that happened a year ago.
Before Katrina, Selwyn was a mortgage lender, and he owned and rented out a couple small properties to put some money away. Katrina damaged the properties and ruined the modest duplex the Smiths lived in. They've had to fix the homes to make them suitable for rent. The only other choice was to sell at a loss. Chiquita says the government hasn't done enough to help.
They forgot about us. Since we have a house, they feel like, you know, you should have already. You know, they're not thinking about the things you have to deal with. Mortgages, that you already have family and stuff, and you're trying to build your life and stuff like that.
The Smiths saw people who were on government assistance get help when they moved to new cities, but it wasn't the same for middle-class families.
We was trying to go lease or rent a house. You know, it was either are you getting some type of assistance where we can guarantee the money's coming in, or where do you work at? And at that point, we didn't have a job. So it was either come up with 6 months rent, basically try to get a job.
With having to travel back so much, Selwyn says he hasn't been able to get a job in McKinney. Chiquita spends her days taking care of their three children, working on her bachelor's degree through internet courses with her college in New Orleans, and making important phone calls, such as to insurance companies, to get money the family is owed.
It's a lot. It takes a lot of time, and if I had been working, a lot of stuff would go undone, really.
The Smiths have gotten about $35,000 in insurance money for their properties, but that's less than they've had to pay contractors to fix them up. Chiquita believes there's price gouging.
It's Katrina prices. You get horrible work, and people just start a job, and then they leave. I don't know. It's just they're ripping people off, and people getting ripped off left and right.
Between that and paying rent in Texas, the Smiths have depleted what savings they had, and things have been very tight. They've largely gotten by with help from strangers, people they met, and people who heard about them.
A lot of things happen just in time, you know. A lot of times when we got help, it was really just in time.
They don't want to have to come back to New Orleans so often. Once they're done fixing the properties, they should be able to rent them, and then only come back when they want to. Right now, it doesn't feel like the city they knew.
The tourist site.
Chiquita thinks the city hasn't done enough to bring back residents.
Houses. They can just continue building houses or let them, you know, secure the levees. Things they need to do, what they should have done before.
The Smiths say even now, a year later, the scope of Katrina's devastation is hard to fathom.
You still can't believe that's New Orleans, man. You still can't believe that's a city in America that's going through this and still going through this.
They still hope someday they'll live here again. But for now, it's another long drive back to McKinney, the city they now call home. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.
To hear all the stories in our series on the Smith family's Katrina Odyssey, visit npr.org.